The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Between now and wedding songs, Dermot Gavin is here to answer gardening questions, and we have one that is close to our heart because it comes from within the team. The person shall remain nameless. And the question is, can you ask Dermot if there are any window box plants that he can recommend that will last throughout the winter? And it goes beyond just window box. It is window box and balcony garden for apartments. What can you put up there?
Well, the obvious thing would be evergreens. So little topiaries of boxes, box balls, that type of thing. Cabbage, ornamental cabbage.
Agaway.
Yeah, which you can get in garden centres now. Things like cyclamen.
Do you mean actual real edible cabbage?
Yeah, I don't know if they taste too good, but there's lots of frilly cabbage that is produced to be... Oh, it's been very trendy in cities like London and Paris for years now that it is ornamentals. And they're kind of unusual, they're kind of striking, but the more normal things would be cyclamens. So people are out planting cyclamens now, but you can also plant bulbs and cyclamens. So you can do this whole layering of bulbs. We call it lasagna planting. And cyclamens are other winter flowering, spring flowering plants on top of them, and the bulbs push through.
And for maintenance, do you need to do much occasional watering, or is it rainy enough in the winter to not need to?
Mind you, in the weather we're having at the moment, yes, occasional watering. It's really quite extraordinary for October going into November, but very little maintenance, clearing the odd leaf out of them.
Another one, I have a house with a neglected garden, specifically a beech hedge and a yew hedge, both 4 metres high. By God, it's a big hedge. I'd like to reduce to 2 metres. Any suggestions? The hedges are probably around 25 years old.
Yeah, they both of those species will take reduction. Beech and yew. Yew is unusual that it's one of the few conifers that you can reduce, and reduce really, really strongly. So, yes, both of those will react very well to complete reduction and rejuvenation. And after you reduce them, and you can reduce them height-wise, but you can also reduce them width-wise, I would recommend a really good mulch over the base. So a mulch is putting a blanket of humus material around the base, and maybe a watering do.
And what happens if you reduce normal conifers? It kills them, does it?
No, you're you're exposing the brown growth, so the branch network, and they just won't rejuvenate. So the classic one would be the Lelandia, the cypress tree. If you cut that once it's reached the desired height, and if you trim the sides, it makes a fantastic hedge, fantastic windbreak, absolutely wonderful. If you let it grow, and a lot of people do as a screening plant for privacy or whatever, and then it gets too high to do anything, which you can't really take them there. You can't really control them afterwards.
Who knew? Another one saying, we have a holly bush in the garden, never any berries. I'm told we need another one so one will pollinate the other. All I know is that the one I has very prickly leaves. What do I need to do? Thank you.
Well, that's holly. I was on my walk on the Sugarloaf the other day with the dogs, and I saw holly just in full berry, and it was an extraordinary thing. And I did think, now, should I be coming back to get my Christmas holly there? And then the birds were flying in, and the value of it was just so obvious. It was wonderful to see the birds having their feed. So I think the way you read it, you said maybe never-ending berries, but I think what you probably meant
never any berries.
Berries, so maybe I misheard that. Never any berries, because you might have it's not been pollinated, so you need a male and a female. And it might be, lots of people don't need to worry about that, because a lot of people would grow holly in areas, in suburban areas, whatever, and there's the pollen can be carried to cross-pollinate on the wind or whatever. But you might have to plant a male holly nearby.
In a question I never thought I'd ask you, Dermot, how do you sex your holly tree?
You see if it berries, I presume, or produces flowers.
So which is which?
Well, actually, it's really funny that because there's a male variety of holly, I'm nearly sure I'm right, called Silver Queen. And
ironic.
And the opposite is true. There's something king for female variety. I think that's right. I think I remember that in my
Would you be as well to get just two, get a male and a female, and then you have a love triangle either way, and you're all right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
A text asking, my father planted my hedge 50 years ago and after he died I tended it for my mum. It's nearly 7 foot tall but one section seems to be dying. Is there anything I can do to revive it or to fill the gap?
It depends on what it is dying from. So unusual if the plant is of that age that you just have one, because obviously a hedge is made up from the same, in general, the same species planted in the same sort of conditions and whatever. So maybe you should be looking to see if there's some, a localised problem, if it's been flooded around the base or something like that. And so I would identify what the problem is first. I've been in gardens where there's been a leaking oil tank from next door coming in and killing specific plants in various areas and when people dug down. So see what the issue is. And maybe it might take replacing the soil in that particular area before you put a new plant in.
And if you have, if you do have a gap in a hedge, can you train the hedges on either side to fill the gap, or do you need to plant something in between them?
Depending on how wide that gap is. But generally, yeah, you could. We don't know, that the person hasn't specified what type of, it's all about hedges today.
No, it's all hedges. Another hedge question coming up.
Come on.
I have replaced a box hedge with Ilex crenata.
Yes.
And it's not doing well. It is bleached looking and patchy in growth. What should I do?
Oh, so the reason, this is very interesting. So Buxus sempervirens has been suffering from all sorts of pests and diseases, caterpillar, box blight, all sorts of things. First of all, if you have those plants and they're doing okay, feed them with something called top Buxus. So it's a special feed that strengthens the plant and gives it everything that it needs to survive these outbreaks of blight in a very humid time. So one of the alternative plants has been introduced, because if you think Buxus would have been the mainstay of lots of formal gardens, because it has a great skeleton, it's a great strong bones of a garden. Lots of traditional gardens that might be hundreds of years old rely on this plant. So to see these dying out has been absolutely devastating. Ilex crenata mimics the growth of a box, of a Buxus, so that's being used in many cases. I would just give it some chicken fertilizer around the base. There's no particular problems associated with it.
Chicken fertilizer?
Chicken manure. Chicken pellets, yeah.
As always, a revelation, Dermot. Thank you so much. Dermot Gavin there. And any questions that Dermot didn't get to, we will gather them up, because of course...
Oh, and I'm doing a live between 7 and 8 on Instagram tonight. So any questions?
Oh, brilliant, because there are loads more that have been in. So 7 to 8 on Instagram.
7 to 8, and we've put a question box up so you can send your questions that way.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.